Welcome to day 22 of our sit spot journey, and I hope you found some interesting things yesterday, no matter where your sit spot is. I hope that some of you found some footprints of animals, some of you found some trails, perhaps you noticed where an animal's coming under the fence into your garden, and that you were able to take a closer look at things and get down on your knees and really, yeah, be curious about what you can detect. I remember once being on a tracking exploration and somebody asking me, well, could you see the tracks of a woodlouse? And I was like, I don't know, could you see the tracks of a woodlouse? And so we went and found some woodlice, and we looked at the substrate they were on, the wood they were on at that point. It was quite muddy, and we looked, and yeah, depending on the surface they're on, you can see tracks of woodlice for short periods of time. Or I could. So really bring that curiosity to everything that that is in our world, because everything in some form leaves a track. Now today, this might need a little preparation, and if you don't manage to do this today, then you could do it another day. It's not a problem at all. But if you have some sand available, or even some molehill earth, some freshly dug molehill earth, I'm going to invite you to take this as well as some fruit and perhaps some peanut butter down to your sit spot area. And it might be good, if you found any potential trails that you don't know if they're in use or not, to do this on or very near to a trail of an animal. And we're going to create a track trap. So this is leaving an area of kind of a blank slate of substrate, so you could leave some damp sand nicely smoothed out, ready to catch the tracks of an animal. Again, if you don't have sand, you could use molehill earth and just kind of smooth it over, but leave it lofty enough that it will register prints quite easily. And then you can arrange a natural mandala to the animals as an offering to them. And this can be essentially bait for the trap, but also, yeah, an offering to the animals that you're asking them to leave you something behind, and in exchange you're offering this food for them. And it's a very simple thing to do, and it can be very effective, that over the next day or two, different birds or mammals might come to visit your track trap, leaving their footprints behind for you to come and read a story of what happened here, and get curious about who has come. It's a really nice one, if you can, to do it and then visit your sit spot multiple times that day, so you have a better reference of what tracks were left when, or in what time windows, and also what bits of food were taken when, so that it's easier to link up who took what if multiple animals and birds visit. So good luck making your track traps. Yeah, keep it simple. Some bits of apple and peanut butter would work very well usually. And enjoy reading the stories. And please do share any stories with me. You can either email me through our website contact sheet, or we've got posts relating to our sit spot on Facebook that you can find to comment on. Yeah, I'd love to hear your stories. Okay, look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.